What's happening, Matthew? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Outstanding. How are things up in the upstate of New York right now?
You know, it's good. Sun's shining. We got 80-degree weather. It's a nice time of year to be in Western New York.
Very good. So OTAs for the Bills recently, and you know, I was reading some of the things at the media session, the one time you guys got to see the players out there and everything, and you'd mentioned that Josh Allen was the more impressive quarterback of the three that were participating. What led you to believe that? Why did you put that on there? What did Josh do in particular very well that you liked compared to the other two?
Yeah, you know, I think what it was is he just had a few of those throws that stood out. You know, two touchdown passes that really, you know, he was pushing the ball downfield and trying to fit the ball into tight windows, whereas, you know, the other two quarterbacks weren't quite, you know, doing that. That's, you know, they didn't have the opportunities, or the coverage didn't present itself. They were going against, you know, the first and second team defenses, so that might have, you know, played into it. Josh Allen was up against the third team defense. But I just saw an aggressiveness and, you know, a lot of what the Bills saw when they drafted him. And, you know, those two touchdown throws, one was on a post route to Ray McCloud, fitted in between two defenders, and then one was a sort of a corner back shoulder throw to Travaris Cadet. Both were just right on the money with a ton of velocity, and I just liked the way he was playing and the aggressiveness he was showing. I mean, obviously he has to show that against, you know, better competition, first and second team defenses, but I thought it was a really good start for him last week.
I guess what was the repetitions like during these practice sessions? Was he getting a mix of ones and twos at some point, or was it mainly with the third team?
He was pretty much all with the third team, but at this point, you know, guys are kind of sprinkling in throughout different units. They have to shuffle the offensive line at times and mix and match some of the defensive situations because guys aren't there, you know, for a certain practice. But he was stuck pretty much with the third team. But Sean McDermott said that that's the plan for him right now. You know, they don't want to rush him along. They want to start him there and build up, you know, sort of build his confidence and get him to the point where he is, you know, comfortable and confident in what he's doing, and then, you know, throw him in against the first and second team. I mean, there's no rush for them. I think at some point they need to see him against those guys, but at the moment they feel comfortable. I mean, early on, still installing the offense, not even at minicamp yet, so they're trying to, you know, start him off slow and get his feet wet before they throw too much at him at once.
Is that patient approach something that they've done often with rookie quarterbacks, or is this something that maybe is particular to Josh Allen?
Well, it's tricky because this is year two of Sean McDermott and really the first full offseason under GM Brandon Bean. So, you know, last year they drafted Nathan Peterman. They didn't throw him in with the ones, but at the same time, you know, they had an entrenched starter in Tyrod Taylor. So this is a pretty unique situation, I think, for them, and a first where they, you know, drafted a quarterback this high with sort of at the same time having an open competition and not having that entrenched starter to, you know, kind of lean on while they develop the kid. But, you know, they brought Nathan Peterman along pretty slowly last year. They did start moving him up during training camp, and Nathan Peterman kind of struggled in the spring as well. So I think they had more of a reason to put him there, but they did have, you know, a few quarterbacks, a few veterans in place that were blocking him. Here they kind of have the same thing, but I think, you know, the expectation of a number 7 overall pick is probably that he can beat out a Nathan Peterman or even an A.J. McCarron, guys who don't have a tremendous amount of experience in the league.
I'm curious. I'm wondering what the opinion is of the coaching staff when it comes to, you know, and J.J. kind of alluded to this, rookie quarterbacks. Do they, I mean, in some coaches, some franchises have a different, they want to throw their rookie quarterbacks right out there at the beginning. I guess, where do you fall on that? Do you think a rookie quarterback trying to learn everything needs to be starting week one, or is it a case-by-case basis?
It's definitely case-by-case. You know, part of it depends on who's the quarterback in place, right? I mean, if Tyrod Taylor were still in Buffalo, there may be a stronger conversation about keeping Josh Allen on the bench as long as possible. I mean, you look at Kansas City last year as a good example. Alex Smith was there, so there was no need to put Patrick Mahomes in the lineup sooner than you needed to. in the situation the Bills have right now, I'm of the opinion, kind of like I alluded to, that, you know, Josh Allen has the number 7 overall pick, probably should be able to beat out Nathan Peterman and A.J. McCarron. Now, we'll get a better look at A.J. McCarron and see what he's all about, but in limited action last year, we saw what Nathan Peterman was about. So I think there's definitely some things that Josh Allen needs to work on and some finer points of his game that would, you know, that require some seasoning, and it would do him some good maybe to sit on the bench for a little while and not rush into things. But I also think there's, you know, only a certain amount you can learn from the sideline, right? I mean, I think at some point you need to get on the field, you know, in live action with the bullets flying to understand, you know, some of the things that you need to work on and where you're at. And I think if you look around the league, you know, look at Carson Wentz, look at Jared Goff. I mean, those guys took big jumps in year two. Part of that, I think, is because they did get some experience in year one, and the Bills are going to need and expect Josh Allen to take a big jump in year two, and I don't know how much you can expect that if you don't at least get some look at him as a rookie and figure out, okay, this is what he needs to work on, or this is what he does well. These are the types of players we need to surround him with. These are the types of plays that we need to put in place. So I think it does have quite a bit of benefit to get him on the field at some point.
You know, the Buffalo made the playoffs last year as a wild card, first time in a long time. I think the fans are there very passionate, and, you know, I think they were looking forward to going forward with that and being a contender again. If McCarron and Peterman come out and neither one of them, you know, makes things happen, how patient, first of all, is the coaching staff going to be, and how patient are the fans going to be when you've got a number 7 draft pick sitting on the sideline if they're not getting the job done? They come up to that bye week, I think it's week 11, and, you know, if they don't have a winning record going up to that point, how patient are the people going to be with letting Josh sit on the sideline?
Yeah, you know, I think the bye week is definitely a good spot to watch here, because at that point, I think you're going to know what type of team this is. And Sean McDermott has shown that he'll be patient to a point. But look, I mean, he even benched Tyrod Taylor last year in favor of Nathan Peterman. So he's shown that he's not afraid to make that change, even when it's unpopular, which it was at the time. And the fan base you mentioned, they're not going to want to wait around too long. I mean, if this team is losing games and it's clear that they're not going to be a playoff team again, then I think people are going to be ready to see what the rookie has. And I'm not convinced that, you know, even Josh Allen couldn't keep this team in contention if they throw him in early. I mean, they have a strong running game. They may not have great wide receivers or a great offensive line, but there's probably enough there to get the job done. And the defense should be a lot better. So I don't know that this team is going to go into the tank. And so I think, you know, you're going to see pretty clearly how much the quarterback position is holding this team back if they do decide to go with A.J. McCarron or Nathan Peterman. If those guys aren't getting the job done, I think the bye week is probably a good spot to watch. It's always sort of a popular spot to put in the rookie quarterback because you've got the extra, you know, the extra preparation. But it could happen sooner than that. I mean, you know, I think he's going to have a legitimate chance to win this job, and I don't think the leash is going to be particularly long for Nathan Peterman and A.J. McCarron because they're not committed to either one of them with any sort of capital. I mean, they invested a fifth-round pick in Nathan Peterman, and A.J. McCarron is getting paid like a backup. So I think that's why, you know, more and more, I just think at some point we're going to see Josh Allen, and maybe it's sooner rather than later.
How do you feel he's handled the media right now so far? What do you think of Josh? I know we asked you this after the first meeting, but now after being peppered with several questions, you know, regarding his game and OTAs and all that, do you feel he's handled all the media scrutiny and everything?
Yeah, I think he's doing a great job. Honestly, I think he handles himself very well. He's very personable. He's managed to deal with some uncomfortable stuff, you know, not just being highly criticized, but everything that happened with his tweets and, you know, all the, you know, attention that comes with being a top 10 pick. I think he's handled that all very, very well. He's, you know, I like watching him on the field, just kind of the energy and the passion that he has, even in practice. I think it's something that's rubbing off on teammates early on. I think he's done a great job, you know, in the first few weeks, sort of making a strong impression. And, you know, obviously what he does on the field will tell the whole story, but he seems like a guy that Bills fans will be able to get behind and you know, really enjoy rooting for.
Got one more for you regarding another former Wyoming player, Eddie Yarbrough, who kind of came onto the scene last year, had a decent, you know, first season as an NFL player, as an undrafted guy that was picked up by Denver, and then Buffalo took a chance on him. What are the chances he's back and makes the team and makes the 53-man roster, do you think?
I think he has a pretty good chance to stick, to be honest with you. In that first OTA session that we got to watch, he was Jerry Hughes' primary backup and one of the top defensive ends in the rotation. You know, Shaq Lawson was backing up Trent Murphy, and I thought maybe they would put Shaq Lawson behind Jerry Hughes and rotate him in there, but they went with Eddie Yarbrough at that spot, which is a big pass-rushing spot for them. I think this coaching staff really likes Eddie Yarbrough. He became a very dependable player when they put him in there. They could count on his energy and, you know, his motor getting into the backfield, and I think as a situational pass rusher, he's a guy that could really fit on this roster, and I think he has a real, real chance to be here and really be a part of the rotation because they're getting older at that spot and they're looking for guys like him to step up and fill in situational roles. And they got rid of Ryan Davis. You know, they got rid of some guys this offseason that would have filled that role. So I think, you know, he may even have a bigger piece of the pie in 2018.
Outstanding as always. Matthew, we appreciate the time and that you give us and keep up the good work, man. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. There